Let me just interrupt here a moment. Why was she controversial? By the way, this is Mark Walwin. You didn't get a chance to introduce yourself before, Mark. Would you just say...
Sure. Mark Walwin, M-E-R-C-W-A-L-W-I-N, class of 1989. Grew up in Nashville. Muriel Grimmett was here possibly a year after I came, and I was still very involved. I went to law school in Wisconsin, but was dating a woman on campus. So I was here and was very much involved with the kids on campus for those 3 years, and knew all the discussions, the problems, and a lot of the issues. And when she came in, she was both a hope, a great hope that she would, she was, you know, vivacious, she was energetic. However, she did not connect with the students. Mm-hmm. And there was, what I would consider a mini revolt with her policies, which I believe is part of the reason why she eventually didn't stay on. But
a mini revolt from the students?
From the students. Mm-hmm. They didn't feel as if, and there's different, you know, whether we need to work within the system, whether she actually felt that the students of color had viable points, whether it was just, no, you don't work hard enough, or no, you don't know what it's like to struggle, or you don't know what it's, you know. There wasn't quite the feeling, from what I can understand, that she identified with the students as having individual problems because of the way they're raised, because of their location in the U.S., mm-hmm. and their identity and the ethnic struggle. So I believe she offended a lot of people, and that was part of the problem. So that was an unfortunate, because we saw her as possibly, you know, a person who was going to unite and to help. Didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's the reason that Mark started coming? Mark Hunter?
Started coming to...
to Carleton, trying to talk to students, help the students, because he started coming about 1990.
That very well could be.
He was acting as an intermediary or an ombudsman?
As an outside mentor.
Outside mentor,
Salima. I also think she was very mixed about MCAM. Because she would not, we would come to campus, we would have an agenda, sometimes she wouldn't show up, we would clearly be coming to campus to meet with students, she wouldn't get us any students, she wouldn't let the students know we were coming, and we'd have to kind of go out and pull people in off the streets. There was some real ambivalence about whether or not she really wanted this outside help.
This is Carlos talking again. During this time, Lyle and Marjorie took the lead and got a very well-structured program going with a lot of goals. And they had us working on several of these goals. One of them was the flyback. Another was trying to develop a chapter up in Minneapolis. There were several others of which I can't remember right now. But anyway, it was very goal-driven. Because both Marjorie and Lyle come from the business world, and so they were very forceful in their objectives and meeting objectives. Mm-hmm. And this is also when the idea of the reunion started. It was in its infancy as a idea. About that time, let me see. About Let me look at my
You just had gone to look for a date, and the date was?
Well, in the spring of 92, I was approached personally by the alumni board to come onto the alumni board. And it was at an MCAN meeting here on campus, and that's when I accepted to go to the alumni board. And then I became sort of an unofficial liaison between MCAN and the alumni board. It was in the fall of 92, and I would say the spring of 93, that I would say the effort, the work, the guidance started to overwhelm Lyle and Marjorie. And it seemed that about that point is when it became a committee of two, wouldn't you say, Selena?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The committee of two being
Lyle and Marjorie.
I see. Because the other people just were dropping away and not participating? Well, what, the college wasn't responsive?
This is Selena. For me, I was very frustrated because one of the other efforts was recruitment of students and providing support for students on campus. That was one of the goals for the Minneapolis chapter, was to provide support for the students on campus. So we had identified a few people who had said, for instance, they were willing to have students come stay with them over spring break, or they would be willing to come down and meet with students. And we got these names and we passed them on to Muriel, and nothing ever happened. Or you would get a phone call the night before spring break saying, well, we have a student and he has nowhere to go. Can he come spend the weekend with you? Well, everyone was busy and people couldn't do that. So I think part of also what happened is that I think we just kept running into resistance. You know, you'd come down, you'd come up with ideas.
Resistance from Muriel?
Well, from Muriel or...
And from the college.
From the college. I mean, there just wasn't much support other than we would be brought here for the weekend to work, and then there would be nothing, no follow-through.